Lamplight Audiobooks presents The Married Girls by Dini Costello. Narrated by Juliet Burton. Part 1. September 1949. Chapter 1. The evening sun lay heavy on the fields as Billy Shepherd called goodbye to his parents and took the footpath back to the village and home. Home was no longer Charing Farm, where he'd been born and brought up, but Blackdown House on the edge of the village of Winsdown. As always, his heart quickened at the thought of his beloved Charlotte waiting there for his return. She and his two children, 3-year-old John, named for his grandfather and known as Johnny, and baby Edie, just 3 months. Every day he walked across the fields to his parents' farm, working with his father as he had ever since he'd left school, and every evening he retraced his steps to find them all waiting.
"I'm home,"
he called as he paused in the back porch to take off his boots. The kitchen door opened and his son erupted into his arms.
"Daddy, Daddy, you're back. I done you a picture. Come and see."
He tugged at his father's hand, trying to pull him to his feet.
"I'm coming, Johnny, I'm coming," laughed Billy. "Just let me get my boots off. Mummy won't want muddy boots in the kitchen, will she?"
"Mummy's in with Edie. She's giving her some milk. She told me to stay in the kitchen and wait for you."
"Well, here I am,"
Billy said as he got to his feet.
"Now, show me your picture."
They went together into the kitchen, always the warm centre of the house where the range burned, summer and winter. The kettle was singing softly at the back, and Billy, opening up a hot plate, pulled it across, ready to make tea the moment it returned to boiling. Johnny went to the table and picked up a piece of paper lying amid some crayons.
"Here it is, Daddy,"
he said proudly, thrusting the paper into Billy's hand.
"It's Mummy and you in the garden."
Billy perused the two stick figures standing by 3 huge daisy-like flowers under the rays of a large yellow sun.
"So it is," he agreed warmly. "It's a lovely picture, Johnny. We'll have to put it up on the wall."
One wall of the kitchen was already covered in similar pictures.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?